This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel unveils 1,647,570,000,000 rupees budget. New budget prioritizes health sector with allocation of 122.77 billion rupees. Government to administer free vaccines against COVID-19 to all. Government increases social security allowance, including allowances to senior citizen, by 33%. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli vows to protect the achievement gained through people's struggles. And Vietnam detects hybrid of Indian and UK COVID-19 variants. Now the news in detail. The government has unveiled a budget of 1,647,570,000,000 rupees for the next fiscal year. The government has allocated 678.61 billion rupees for current expenditure and 374.26 billion rupees for capital expenditure. Similarly, 207.97 billion rupees has been allocated for fiscal management. Likewise, the government has aimed at collecting 1,024,900,000,000 rupees from revenues and expects to collect 63.37 billion rupees from foreign aids. The rest of the amount is planned to be raised from internal and foreign borrowings. The government also aims to achieve a 6.5% economic growth rate in the upcoming fiscal year. Announcing the budget yesterday, Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudel said the government had prioritized health sector with the aim of saving people's lives and administer vaccines to all citizens. As per the budget statement unveiled yesterday, the government had allocated 122.77 billion rupees for health sector with net budget of 26.75 billion rupees for vaccine procurement. The government has said the anti-COVID-19 vaccine will be administered to all citizens free of cost. The finance minister further shared that the customs duty on taxes were reduced in importing the medical equipment and devices. The government has also emphasized on extending and expanding health facilities with additional infrastructures and equipment. The government has also decided to increase the social security allowances, including the senior citizens' allowance, by 33%. With this, now the senior citizens will get 4,000 rupees per month. The government has also increased the civil servant salary by 2,000 rupees. The government has allocated 180.04 billion rupees budget for the education sector in the fiscal year 2021-22. The government has pledged to create favorable environment to make skill-oriented and quality education, considering it a basis for human capital. The government has also removed the excise tax imposed on import of electric vehicles. The custom duty on such electric vehicles have also been reduced. With the aim of increasing internal consumption of electricity, the government has also reduced the custom duty on electric utensils, including induction stove. The government also aims to add 629 megawatt electricity in national grid with internal production. A special ceremony was held at Nepal Army headquarters on the presence of President Bidya Devi Bhandari yesterday on the occasion of 14th Republic Day. Addressing a function organized on the occasion of Republic Day at the Nepal Army headquarters in Bhadrakali, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli said all the efforts of the government were focused on institutionalizing the Democratic Republic, stating that the government has launched a campaign for positive change in the lives of the people. Prime Minister Oli said that it was more important to win the battle of poverty and backwardness than the battle for power. He said while the world community was fighting the corona pandemic, the government has also given priority to the fight against the corona and focused its efforts on mobilizing external resources by mobilizing its resources. In his address, Prime Minister Oli made it clear that no effort would be spared for the survival of the people. Earlier, President Vidya Devi Bhandari had issued 3 ordinances related to budget for the upcoming fiscal year. According to the Office of the President, the Economic Ordinance 2070 at Bikram Sambat, Appropriation Ordinance 2078 Bikram Sambat, and Ordinance to Raise National Debt 2078 Bikram Sambat were issued yesterday. The meeting of the Council of Ministers yesterday had recommended the President to issue the ordinances. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 6,080 recoveries from the coronavirus infection in the past 24 hours. Likewise, the ministry has reported 4,487 new infection cases in the past 24 hours. Likewise, the ministry has recorded 116 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours. This has pushed Nepal's total corona-related death toll to 7,163. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. Vietnam has detected a COVID variant that appears to be a combination of the Indian and UK variants and can spread quickly by air. Vietnam's Health Minister Nguyen Thanh Long described the latest mutation on Saturday as very dangerous. Viruses mutate all the time and most variants are inconsequential, but some can make a virus more contagious. Since COVID-19 was first identified in January 2020, thousands of mutations have been detected. Nguyen said the new hybrid variant was more transmissible and than previously known versions, especially in the air. He said it was discovered after running tests on newly detected patients. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has married his fiancée Carrie Symonds in a secret ceremony at Westminster Cathedral. It has been reported that the wedding held in front of close friends and family on Saturday, according to several newspapers. Officials said that 30 guests were invited to the ceremony at short notice, the maximum number of attendees allowed under COVID restrictions in England. A small number of church officials were involved in preparations for the Catholic ceremony, which was officiated by Father Daniel Humphreys. British football club Chelsea has won the UEFA Champions League for the second time with a fully deserved victory over Manchester City in an old Premier League confrontation in Porto, Portugal. In the final match held yesterday, 21-year-old German attacking midfielder Kai Havertz secured a first and winning goal for Chelsea. Chelsea won the Champions League with 1-0 goal difference. Chelsea was the winner of the league in 2012 AD as well, whereas Manchester City has not won any UEFA Champions League as of now. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning or gusty winds or hail is likely to continue at some places of the country. The chances of heavy rainfall at some places of the Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. The department has forecast the chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 17.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudel unveils 1,647,570,000,000 rupees budget. New budget prioritizes health sector with allocation of 122.77 billion rupees. Government to administer free vaccines against COVID-19 to all. Government increases social security allowance, including allowances to senior citizens, by 33%. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli vows to protect the achievement gained through people's struggles. And Vietnam detects hybrid of Indian and UK COVID-19 variants. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.